I strongly believe is that a message should go clearly back to the minister saying, we're not going to do your dirty work for you. We're opposed to the household charge. We know, as it is, the budget we've already adopted in Donegal is going to be insufficient to meet the needs of the people. And to further cut it by 4 million is absolutely ludicrous. We cannot maintain that type, that level of cuts in the service we're providing for people in Donegal. So, Minister Hogan, we just can't provide that service with the cuts. Now, you come in, if you want to run the county, then let them run the county. We asked in December at the budget meeting that the budget be rejected and let the IMF or let the Troika or let the minister come in and do their dirty work here. That wasn't what we were elected to do for, by the people of Donegal.
Is it your belief then that Donegal County Council should effectively declare itself bankrupt?
Absolutely, absolutely. We cannot continue. We've been given two choices now by the manager today. The first choice is to accept the cuts that are being proposed and slash public services over the next 4.5 months within this county. The second option we have is to go after people who haven't paid the household charge and effectively, if they're not willing to pay it, take them to court, put them into jail. I'm not happy. I'm certainly not going to agree with that. Either of those two options. So as far as I'm concerned, the third option is let the minister take over Donegal County Council. We cannot perform our duties as an elected county council based on the lack of funding that's provided by the minister.